$1.5 million table game jackpot hits the Venetian on Las Vegas Strip. An Illinois visitor won a $1.5 million progressive jackpot playing face-up pie-gow at the Venetian. Abraham Jimenez, visiting from Illinois, walked away with $1,538,338 after a $5 side bet triggered the Venetian's pie-gow progressive when he was dealt a 7-card straight flush on a Friday morning in November 2025. A casino spokesperson said the resort confirmed the payout but did not disclose the exact time of the hand. The win follows another large payout at the same resort earlier in the week. The Venetian's millionaire progressive paid out for more than $3.8 million on the preceding Wednesday, underscoring a hot streak for the property's table game progressives. Other big wins across the valley. The $1.5 million payout is the most prominent of several notable wins across the Las Vegas Valley in early November. Properties from the north end of the Strip to downtown and suburban casinos posted five-figure prizes, illustrating a busy period for jackpots as visitation climbs into the fall convention season. At Aliante in North Las Vegas, a quick-hit slot converted a 75-cent wager into a $14,342.39 payout. Downtown's California Hotel and Casino reported a $20,000 win from a 50-cent spin. The Orleans celebrated a $10,231 slot jackpot attributed to a player who hit the casino's popular Phantom feature. At the Palms, a player hit a $20,000 hand pay after a strong run of card play, while Samstown recorded a $29,576 bingo bonus progressive coverall win. Meanwhile, regional casinos also recognized large prize events and promotional winners. A property in Henderson highlighted a six-figure promotional prize winner who was named a 2025 Gambler of the Year in a hospitality awards program. The operator praised the guest and the property teams who handled the payout ceremonies. Expert perspective: the sequence of sizable payouts has attracted attention from industry analysts. Progressive table game pools can accumulate quickly in high-volume properties like those on the Strip, and when they hit, they generate outsized attention that boosts foot traffic and media coverage, said Rachel Clark, senior analyst at Eilers & Krejcik Gaming. For operators, these wins serve both as operating events and marketing moments, especially when the jackpots link to low-cost side bets that many players find irresistible. A spokesperson for the Venetian, speaking about the pie-gow jackpot, said, "We congratulate Mr. Jimenez on this extraordinary hand. Progressive jackpots are an exciting part of table game play, and we thank our guests for choosing the Venetian for their gaming entertainment." Gaming regulators and casino finance teams closely monitor progressive pools to ensure payouts align with the posted rules and that accounting and reporting obligations are met. Transparency around trigger conditions and payout structure is essential, Clark added. Casinos have clear protocols for validating large wins, which usually includes hand reviews, surveillance confirmation, and regulatory notification when thresholds are met. Help for players who may be experiencing harms related to gambling is widely available through local problem gambling resources and treatment providers. Industry groups and Nevada regulators continue to promote responsible gambling messages at properties and online channels. As casinos enter a typically busy stretch for conventions and holiday travel, operators expect more headline-grabbing wins that can draw visitors and generate local buzz. For now, Abraham Jimenez's 7-card straight flush stands as the marquee payout at the Venetian this month, and a reminder of how rare, consequential table game jackpots can transform a modest wager into life-changing money.